KUNM has joined up with the online news outlet nmcompass.com to report on Albuquerque police officer-involved shootings. New Mexico Compass editor and KUNM public health reporter Marisa DeMarco saw that getting access to Albuquerque Police Department public records is not as straightforward as you might expect. DeMarco recently headed down to APD's main office in downtown Albuquerque, $1,160 cash in hand, to pick up a public records request. All the audio and video associated with 24 fatal officer-involved shootings.
When I got there, they sent a person down who handed me a bunch of manila envelopes with all of the CDs and tapes. And then I walked in to pay for the records. When I handed over my cash, the clerk, you know, went away and then returned, but instead of having a receipt, she returned with the money. And she said the city attorney's office had come down and said they were not going to release the records after all. But at this point, we have the actual physical records in our hands, and so I basically declined to return them. There were some really tense moments in the cashier's office. And eventually, someone came down and poked his head in and said that we could leave with the records.
I've read that some of that money was refunded. Why?
I don't know why. As soon as all of this happens, we immediately start sending emails to folks at the city to say, you know, why were we charged so much? Why was there hesitation to hand over the records? And really got no response. And then one day, Greg Wheeler called me and said that he was going to send us check for refunding some of the cash. And when I got the check, it was about 2/3 of the money. But I asked why the money was being refunded and why they had charged us so much in the first place, which I think is, you know, the more important question. And he said they were refunding the money because it seemed like the right thing to do. And then he wouldn't answer the question about why we were charged so much in the first place.
Did you get everything you requested?
We didn't. There's a couple of funny things about the records themselves. One of them is that, you know, we made the request by name of, you know, person who'd been shot and killed by the Albuquerque Police Department. But when we got them, they're identified by internal case file numbers. So it took a while to sort out which records go with which case. So there are three people who I don't know that we have case files for, and then I have two unnamed case files. So I think we're missing one altogether, and then there are two that I haven't yet been able to identify, and I've asked a lot of questions about what those case file numbers are and which they go to, and I haven't been getting any response about it. The other thing we noticed is we went through all of the James Boyd shooting footage, and we are missing the clip that everybody's seen. We don't have that among our footage.
Now, what do you plan to do with all of the records you've collected?
What ultimately seemed like the smartest thing to do is to create a searchable database with all of the information that we have available and to make it available to the public. We're hoping to create profiles of the people who died and of the families and kind of the story of what those families have gone through, because I don't think it's responsible just to release a bunch of footage like that. I feel like there's not enough storytelling, like it has to be contextualized. And then the hope would be that other folks would feel comfortable sharing their documentation and their records as well, so that we can start to create as complete a picture as possible of all of these shootings.
Marisa DeMarco, thank you for visiting with us.
Thank you.
Marisa DeMarco is a reporter with KUNM's Public Health New Mexico Project and the editor of the online news site nmcompass.com, a KUNM media partner. DeMarco says the APD Public Records Project will also seek to include law enforcement perspectives on the video and audio. Find out more online at publichealthnm.org and tune in this Thursday morning at 8 for the KUNM call-in show. We'll continue the conversation about public records and the Albuquerque Police Department.